Welcome back, everybody. I am Gus.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jake.
And we are doing another episode of Spooky Things. Man, we've been gone for a while, but Chris has something good for us today. What do you got, bud?
Yeah, so today we're going to talk about the curious case of Dellen Millard.
Dellen Millard.
Yeah, it can be pronounced many different ways. His name is Dellen, not Dylan.
Dellen, okay.
Dellen, like... That's such a like rich white person name.
Yeah, a little Dallas. Bougie. Yeah. Where's he from?
A little bougie, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Where's he from?
Canada.
It's Canada.
Yep, wait, Toronto. Wait, hold on. Toronto or Ontario.
There's Canada. A serial killer. Serial killer from Canada? Like, I thought they were really nice up there.
Yeah.
That's what surprised me. That's why I was like, okay, I'm going to talk about this since it's a killer in Canada. Apparently, Canada has a couple of different killers.
Just a couple over like the whole... existing on Earth, just a couple.
Yeah. So I thought it was interesting because when I started looking it up, I was reading through and the head count isn't high at all. And that's what kept me kind of like, well, is he a serial killer? And it is, because the definition of a serial killer is a serial killer is typically a person who murders three or more people, usually in service of abnormal psychological gratification, with the murders taking place over more than a month and including a significant period of time between them.
Okay. So he could have... All right, well, we'll talk counts. About that. So, all right.
Yeah.
So this guy's from Canada.
Canada.
His name is... what is it?
Dellen.
Dellen. I was going to say Delan.
Yeah, it's Dellen Millard or Millard.
Dellen Millard.
Is he Dellen?
I read it as Millard.
Millard. Millard. How's it pronounced? How's it spelled?
Millard.
How's it spelled?
Millard.
Well, see, it's two L's, so if it's Spanish, it could be Millard.
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 Dellen Millard.
All right, so tell us, what is this, how does this story begin?
It's so weird, because there's so many different points at the start that the story can really begin. So, I think I'm going to start at the very beginning of his life. That's where I'm going to start, then.
Many years ago, young Dellen Millard was a young little lad... asking his mama and papa for ice cream. Mama, papa, can I get a popsicle? Not how it starts?
Well, he was born in the 80s. So okay. This is fairly recent. This isn't no 100-year-old shit. Like the Zodiac. I was thinking like back in the 60s or 70s. I was like, no, this is pretty recent.
Well, the 80s and 70s weren't that far apart.
I'll put it this way.
Yeah.
In 1999, he was 14. Single child. He was the single kid of a very wealthy family.
Mm-hmm.
At age 14, he became the youngest person to fly both a helicopter and a fixed-wing airplane on the same day by himself.
Oh, wow. So he's talented.
Yeah. By himself at 14.
That's pretty cool. Shit.
That is cool.
Yeah. So he broke a world record. He was the youngest person to do that.
Does that still stand, you know?
Maybe. I didn't look it up. I didn't see if there was, some 13-year-old who did it. Or a 13-year-old in 363 days or something. his parents, they owned this flying company called Millard Air. And so they were, planes and stuff were kind of their thing.
So they had money.
Yeah. Aviation was their thing.
Yeah.
Big old warehouses, lots of land, many properties, including, he was third generation money pretty much with, I have a list here, family owned a $1.2 million home in Etobicoke, Canada.
Etobicoke?
Etobicoke.
Etobicoke.
850,000 100-acre farm in Ayer, Canada. $627,000 condo in Toronto's Distillery District, and $500,000 condominium. Not to mention a $2 million rental property. And I wrote here in my notes, if white privilege had a face.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking him up now. Yeah, he had a lot of money.
Yeah, man.
$1.2 million home.
Yeah.
$500,000 condominium.
Yep.
$2 million residential rental property, mm-hmm. and an $850,000 100-acre farm.
Yeah.
And Ayr? How do you say that?
Ayr Canada. Yeah.
That's what I just said. Is that how you
say Ayr?
Ayr. Ayr. Ayr.
Air.
Air. All right.
Yeah. I can't air. Breathe without no air.
Then he had to finish his purchase of a $627,000 condo in Toronto's Distillery District.
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, did you?
I just said all of that.
He did say all of that. That's a lot of money.
I have it all written down.
Ignore what I just said, man. I was trying to see if he was if that record was still like
that
to this day. Yeah, but I can't find any of that. Yeah. I just saw all that money. I was like, holy crap. Mucho dinero, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Well, ain't nothing better than a... freaking serial killer with dough. Yeah. You get away with a lot more.
Well, in his 20s, this is where it goes, because he was a nice, fun, innocent kid at that point. In 2006, Dylan met Mike Smitch. So Mike Smitch, at first they didn't really get along, but over time they became friends. So by, like, 2011, they were pretty much buddy-buddy. Mike Smitch, he is definitely a part of this story as well.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I just read this story. Spoiler.
Smitch had...
Oh, did you?
I'm sorry, go
ahead. No, I'm, I don't want to spoil it later, but I,
no,
just,
you
saw
say
the, I just saw the spoiler on the internet.
Oh, wonderful.
Spoiler alert.
Smitch had a mile-long record with police for petty drug possession, driving impaired, mischief, stuff like that. He was raised middle class, and in 2011, he moved into the basement of the Millard family home. Around this time, Dylan and Smitch, along with accomplices, would go out and they'd go out at night and basically, they called it missions, but they would basically cause mischief, steal construction equipment, mess with the neighbor's yard, steal stuff, break stuff.
Wait, just, how old were they?
They were in their, like, 20s.
What is it, stepbrothers?
The yeah, so he had to be, like, 26.
Yeah, it had to be like 26.
Yeah, because if he's 14 and 99, so, wow, that's like some of my brother's age.
Yeah, so, he basically just, they would go out on this stuff just for the thrill of it, because mm-hmm. he has the money, he's got everything you could ever want. He doesn't have to steal anything to live, so, they're just out, they're just rich kids out.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody else, for the hell of it.
The dicks.
Yeah, just being real shitheads. And... on May 6th, 2013, Dylan and Mitt and, fuck, I keep forgetting his damn name. Let me check.
Schmidt?
Marky
Mark.
Yeah, so Dylan and Mark, on May 6th, 2013, they decide they're going to go, and, you know, get a truck or whatever, so they contact this family who's selling a truck. And really strange, it was Tim Bosma, family man, just your average Joe.
Your average all Canadian.
He has a family and
dude.
Stuff. Yeah.
To have a moose in the back.
Yeah, so.
Dude, that would be awesome to have a moose.
So
they're talking about they're trying to sell a truck. So they meet up with Dylan and Mark. Dylan and Mark walk up to the property. They didn't drive.
So they already knew they were going to buy it.
Yeah.
Buy it,
yeah.
Regardless, I guess. So, I don't know where this is going, but I'm assuming buy it.
Oh, yeah. And if that's not weird enough, they walk up to the property at 9:30 at night.
They're going to buy it at night. Okay. I've not heard the story, guys. I'm just assuming by where this is going.
I don't think it ends well for that one dude.
I don't think it ends well for anybody.
Yeah.
This podcast might end well for our listeners.
Well, so, you know, the family, of course, Bosma and his wife think it's a little strange, but the wife thinks, like, hey, you know, it is late and stuff. Worst case scenario, they don't get the car back. Like, these people are going to steal it or something. So Tim's like, okay, I'll test drive it with them, because they said they wanted a test drive. So
at night, though? Like at night?
Yeah.
That's so weird. Is that a normal?
Canada.
Wait, hold on. Yes, I guess. Is that a normal Canadian thing? Like,
it must be.
Does it matter what time of the day it is? Like, hey, you know what? Let's just go now because whatever reason.
Imagine in Canada, you don't think anything bad's going to happen.
That
to you,
and I imagine sure. Like they're really, really trying to sell this truck, probably.
Yeah.
Like, desperate for the money.
If you've ever tried to sell something online, it's kind of like, just can you meet me now, like any time of the day?
Oh, yeah, I'm going right now. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, if I'm talking to you, I want to sell it now. Yeah. And Tim Bosma's never heard from again after they leave the house.
I told you it wasn't going to end well for him.
How about the family?
The family, immediately, like, hours later, the wife is calling.
Okay, so the wife's fine, but I guess they went for the test drive, and he just never comes
Tim
back.
Tim Bosma went with them on a test drive. He didn't return. Like, the car didn't return, nothing.
Like, so they haven't found his body or anything?
No, they have. Like, they didn't. So they, what happened was, she contacted police. Police are on it. They go searching. They
right away? That is Canada.
Yeah, after a few hours and stuff, you know, it's like hours and stuff, they're on it, so they look and look and search and search. Turns out, they follow all their leads, and it turns out they find the truck that's been parted out at the Dillon family, or the Millard family warehouse.
So they find the truck there.
Yep.
Just chilling.
Yep. They find the truck there, parted out, of course. It's been stripped of parts and whatever. Looked like it had been cleaned a little.
Okay, these are the worst ever criminals.
Yeah. Oh, it gets worse.
They don't even know what they're doing.
It gets worse.
Yeah, this is so white privilege.
It's so bad.
God, it sounds like Dandy from American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. Like, he just got bored, but he's just messing up and doesn't really know to have a plan.
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell? Just did going for?
It's
okay.
Just wild.
So what else do these idiots do?
So, So they're immediately Dillon's immediately arrested under suspicion of murder. They found blood and the evidence of a gunshot in the car. So they arrest him on murder. Now, I'm gonna have to backpedal the story a little bit over a year.
Okay.
Because this is when the cops have him. The cops have him now. That's how this story ends.
Gotcha, okay.
But there's more to the beginning of it, which sounds like it's really hard to tell this story.
Pulp Fiction this shit. Pulp Fiction it right now.
Totally Pulp Fiction.
I'm pretty sure everyone who's listening to this now has seen Pulp Fiction, so they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that they shot in Pulp Fiction?
Tarantino? Oh, wait.
No, when they accidentally shoot the guy.
Oh,
Freddy or something. He was the UPS driver on TV.
Yeah, it's
Eat the Burger.
Lamar, Phil Lamar.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Phil Lamar.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So you shot him. God, it was an accident. I didn't mean to, yeah. Royale with cheese. All right, continue.
Royale with cheese. Okay,
let's go. Listen, anyway. Royale with cheese.
Yeah. So, about a year earlier, Dillon had a girlfriend named Laura Babcock. And this young lady, for a time they were together, she was an aspiring actress, pretty young thing, had a little bit of a mental illness going on.
What kind?
I'm not sure. No sources I was able to find could really like tell me straight up what was going on, but they just said she suffered from a mental illness.
Okay.
They broke up. And she started doing prostitution. She was an escort. She kind of fell into the drugs and escort lifestyle. Because Dillon, being the rich, spoiled kid he is, like drugs, guns, all that shit. Like, you know, he just knew the right people.
All this is happening in Canada.
Yeah.
Dude, they're Grand Theft Autoing up there.
Yeah,
Jesus
pretty much.
Christ.
You know, 24, 26-year-old. Is sitting there just Grand Theft Autoing.
he's Justin. Oh wait, isn't Justin Bieber from Canada?
Yeah,
I was gonna say he's Justin Bieber.
He's like Justin Bieber.
He's Justin Biebering.
Justin Bieber killed people.
He does kill us with his music.
Well, anyway, so they date for a little bit, they break up. Then Laura Babcock meets a nice young man who's
that's
like
nice.
Yeah, who's gonna like set her on the right path and stuff.
I don't think this is gonna end well.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling also this is not going to end well.
I got a bad feeling about this. Well, so she finds a guy that does right by her, and he's a good guy and stuff. But she kind of like breaks up with him, falls back into that life, and she disappears. Her phone stops working. Her boyfriend, her newest boyfriend, is trying to call
her. What year is this?
This was like 2011.
Okay.
2011.
So, yeah, so.
Jillian was at it again.
Yeah. I'm sure there was an app for that.
There is an app.
To help Dillard kill somebody.
Can I get a Mike's, bro?
Oh.
We are not sponsored.
Sponsored by Mike's Hard Lemonade. No.
The other,
or beer,
other
whichever. Mic. Whichever's easiest. I know you said like bottles are hard to handle. But, so new boy can't get a hold of her after a few days, and he's like, obviously she's missing. So he goes to the cops. He goes to the Canadian police, and he says, thank you, sir.
Guys, it's pronounced Canada. Canada.
Canada. Canadia.
Canada. Michael Scott.
So he can't reach her, so he goes to the Canadian police and just lets them know, like, hey, we need to do a missing persons. I can't reach her on her phone. You know, they're like, oh, can you tell us a little bit about her? And he's like, well, she's, you know, she has a mental illness. She's an escort, a drug user. And they say, oh, okay, well, she's high risk, so we don't really got to worry about that. She'll probably turn up.
I really thought they were going to say, we'll find her. Doesn't matter what she is. If she's a prostitute, no.
No, it's like it was high risk. Fucking. Yeah. Like,
well, they probably see that every day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I thought because they were more polite and nicer, they would just say, "No, we'll go find her, sir."
We'll try our best.
Yeah,
sir.
We'll try our best.
But honestly, I'm ignoring you.
All I said I was a guy in a moose.
I can't lie to you.
Wait.
I'm
so,
sorry.
Like, you said Canadian police. So we're like Mounties.
Yeah, I was gonna say like they're on mooses.
If that's the mental picture you want. Use
with
that.
The red jackets, yeah.
Yeah, just okay.
I wanted to be a Mountie.
Yeah, Dudley Do-Right.
Dudley Do-Right.
I wanted to be a Mountie on a moose.
There you go. Dudley Do-Right on the
Dudley
prowl.
Dudley Do-Little.
On Do-Little, right. Do-Right.
That'd be great, Dudley Do-Little, because it's like a Mountie who can talk to animals.
T-shirt idea.
Boom.
Dudley Do-Little. Someone write that down.
We're taking two different IPs.
Clickety, clack, clack, clack. Yeah, they can't sue us for that, guys. Cannot sue us for that.
Can't hear from her. So the police ignore it. He decides, I'm on this shit. So he looks up phone records of her phone, and it hasn't been used in maybe a day or so, which is crazy because a teen girl in 2011.
Oh, she was a teenager.
No, not a teen, but a young woman.
Oh, okay.
I'd say. Did I say teen? I shouldn't have said teen. Maybe she was.
Well, if she was a teen, I wouldn't be surprised because everyone in this.
I have an age. No, I don't. I don't have an age written there.
So she was probably in her 20s.
Yeah, I'd say. Like, all right, cool. Yeah, young 20s. But yeah, you know how they're glued to their phones.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to go a day without texting somebody.
Oh, yeah.
So he notices the last few, actual calls and texts were to Dallin. And he tells the police, like, hey, you guys got to check this out. And they still ignore it. No, she's high risk. No, that's not enough for us to go off of.
Well,
sorry.
Plus, like, it was probably hard because that dude, like,
money
is rich.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're not going to go after...
His dad owns... The aviation company, not him.
And the cops.
Yeah.
Well, but still, like, possible. You're not... That's going to piss off, like, higher-up people.
Probably, yeah. People who use it, too.
And, like, probably, if anything, they would try to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
Yeah. But it gets more retarded. I shouldn't say that.
I'm sorry.
But it gets more dumb than that.
I was just looking at this poker chip from... Fallout New Vegas. Remember the game?
Oh, cool.
And on it, like, it has nothing to do with this, but I just, like, it's on here real quick. Like, one side says Lucky 38, right? And the other side says 200 on the house, whatever. But, like, it's a roulette.
Oh, cool.
Right? Yeah. And on the numbers 10 and 7 on one side and 10 on the other, it's, like, a little dot. And then along the inner circle right here, looks like it's a Morse code. Oh. I just realized that what it would say was it something for the in-game, like you have to look at this, then it's something for the game that you can unlock.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, back to the story, sorry.
Okay.
I was just staring, and I was like, whoa, nice. Did I find Dillard? No, it's just a...
Dillard.
Dillard. Dillard.
Dellin.
What's his last name?
Millard.
Millard? Let's just call him Dillard.
Dillard.
Yeah. Dillard.
Your name's Dillard.
Little Dillard.
All right, so this chick's gone. Disappeared.
Yeah, she's...
The boyfriend suspects Dillard.
Dillard.
Millard, whatever his name is.
Yeah. Dude, this sounds like...
The cops don't want to go after to look because they're like, nah, she's already a hoe. She's probably just doing it somewhere because that's her job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Literally.
And she's normal. You know, mental literally.
Illness, drugs, like they always fall into that.
They keep saying mental illness, like... Yeah. I wonder if she really had anything or they were just using that.
Maybe.
But, I don't know. Well, what happens after that?
Okay. So, after this little thing is kind of happening where it's like, okay, this is, you know, nobody knows that all this is happening. So, she goes missing and nobody really pays attention except maybe her family and that boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
In... I want to say September of that was in 2012 when all that was happening. So I want to say in September of that same year, Dellen's father commits suicide by a gunshot to the head.
Why?
Good question.
No. This doesn't feel right.
That doesn't feel right? Guess where he was shot in the head?
But in the back of the head.
No. Worse.
Oh, where?
The left eye.
Ow. No, don't when you commit suicide, don't you usually go like in your mouth up?
People will.
Or on the side, whatever's more comfortable.
One, two, or three. No, yeah, sorry, whatever. It's like mouth, up through the head, or
on the side.
Or
whatever's
dominant.
Whatever's easier, like it comes natural if you grip the gun. Yeah.
Nobody ever goes.
Yeah, like whatever. That. Like, because
nobody does this. Shoots into their eyeball.
Yeah, whatever's more comfortable. Like, if this is comfortable to pull the trigger...
Whatever gets it over fast, because it's
But think about it, dude. Like, imagine just trying to point it at your eye.
Yeah, makes no sense.
It's just hard to grip. Like,
especially if he's a right hand... If he's a righty, putting a revolver your left eye...
Because those lefties out there are tricky, man.
Yeah, even...
That's why they don't survive as long as we do.
Even if I was a righty, I wouldn't bring a gun up to my right eye and Yeah, it'd be like, yeah, I would just do it this way. Like,
yeah, plus can't you kind of...
Through the prefrontal cortex.
Yeah, wherever, that
you might be able to survive that, couldn't you, if you got shot through the eye?
Maybe, yeah, because if you go straight back, like, you're going to miss
the
important parts of your brain, and they could do reconstructive
surgery. I mean, even if you, shoot wrong in your mouth...
Oh, yeah.
You could just go straight back, or even up here,
or if you miss the spinal cord when you shoot into your mouth. Like, if you're veered off this way or veered off that way, you're going to miss your spinal cord.
You guys,
not that I've thought about it, but...
I don't know, I was going to say, I just jump off a bridge. Not that I thought about it. But, no, okay, so his dad committed suicide.
Yeah, months after the girl goes missing.
Right, okay.
Yep.
I wonder how much he paid the cops to, just say it was a suicide.
Yeah.
So what happens after this?
So what did his mom think?
I don't know. Money, like, so she out didn't of care. All of this, his mom was never really mentioned.
I figured
she's probably out of the picture at that point, passed away or something, because they never mentioned what she thought.
I think Dillard might have taken her out of the picture a long time ago.
One of his first.
That's like, how hard is your life? Isn't that hard?
Exactly.
And I'm not saying it's not everyone's life is hard to a certain extent, but what makes you go hey, I'm a rich kid, I'm living in the basement of my dad's, I'm going to kill everybody, allegedly.
Boredom, maybe? I don't know, right? It's weird.
Well, that's why he was doing the those missions at night.
Oh, just the pranks, whatever, because he's bored, yeah.
Yeah, just doing it for the adrenaline rush.
And when no one could tell you no or stop you with all that money, too.
But at this time, him and his father... We're fighting because his father noticed his irrational spending and irresponsibility, and he was like, I'm not going to let you throw your grandfather's work and my work into the garbage because you're an idiot.
I like his dad.
He was planning on cutting him off.
Really?
From the estate and all that.
I'm going to cut you off. Okay, that makes sense.
And then he killed himself.
That's why he killed himself.
Obviously. Yeah, that's why he killed himself, because he didn't want his son to ruin the business.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Okay, I forgot. I'm not supposed to say what I know. Yeah, I'm going to let Chris
know the
story.
So all that happens, and okay, we'll fast forward to...
Back to the future.
2013, yeah. Dellen Millard is arrested, and we find out that Mark Smitch is in conspiracy with him. They're co-conspirators to doing these things.
Since back then.
Yeah, this is what the police recover out of the Millard warehouse and the home. They have terabytes of messages, pictures, videos. Mark Smitch is an aspiring gangster rapper. And he wrote a rap on an iPad detailing
Jesus Christ.
The murder of Laura Babcock.
Oh my God. This is like that guy who robbed the bank and then took selfies with the money.
Yeah.
And got caught.
Wait, that happened?
Yeah.
That's retarded.
Jesus Christ.
They looked up cell phone records. There are text upon text between Dylan and his new girlfriend, talking about a love triangle between him, her, and Laura Babcock, where she was like, she needs to go, I don't like her. And Dylan was like, okay, I'll take care of it, don't worry, I'll take care of it. That kind of shit. She won't be a problem anymore.
Why didn't you just leave her alone?
Because he's a sociopath. He's probably hitting it on the side.
That's amazing.
She was probably hitting it.
What year was this, 2013?
Yeah.
Terabytes coming from like 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
You get terabytes back then was a lot.
That was a big deal.
Terabytes now ain't shit.
Yeah, and they have, and along with all that, they have found a photo of a wrapped up body, basically of a tarp that is suspiciously rolled up, human shaped.
Oh God.
Yeah, in Dylan's backyard on his phone and the iPad that had that stupid-ass rap recorded on it.
I wonder if we could hear
that. That was stolen from Laura Babcock, and it was renamed Mark's iPad. It was renamed Mark's iPad. You know how you can sign in and personalize it? They renamed it that, and they found Laura Babcock's luggage with Mike Smitch.
God, what a dumbass.
What the
with
hell?
With her name on the luggage. Her name wasn't even removed from the luggage.
They deserve to get caught.
Yeah.
Man, these guys are dumb.
It's either that or Dylan is doing all this, trying to frame Mark so he doesn't get in trouble for what he did to Laura and his dad. Because Dylan's like, oh, that guy's an idiot. Like, I'm going to do all this crazy shit, frame him, get him out of the picture. And it wouldn't be too far off to think his girlfriend was pushing him to do this stuff. Like, okay, go get this Tim Bozeman guy. Maybe not by name, but it's like, okay, there's a guy with a truck who's trying to sell a truck. What you do is go act like you're going to buy the truck, go for a test drive, kill him, and blame Mark, because Mark was there too. You know, it's like, blame him. So he goes to jail, and guess what? He's out of my basement now, and we can live happily ever after.
Yeah. Women.
Yeah.
Always trying to send someone to jail.
Dylan also, during this time, between... during the summer of 2012, was trying to make homemade furnaces. Like,
to what? For make pizza? Bread?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, like life, human-shaped pizza. Yeah. Extra crispy?
Yeah. He was making furnaces and stuff. None of them were enough to char a body. And guess what?
Man, you feed it to the pigs.
Money Boy went ahead and bought a creme de la creme state-of-the-art furnace.
He got tracked. God.
And they found on the computers, those terabytes of knowledge there, they found a Google search for what temperature do bodies cremate at. A Google search for that.
Okay.
Mike Smitch, the genius... He posted video pictures of him with a shovel outside of the furnace, and it showed. And he also took a cell phone video of sparks and ashes coming out of the furnace.
What a dumbass!
This podcast should be. We need to rename this. Like, what not to do?
Yeah, this is like
don't be
dumb,
an idiot.
Dumbest serial killers like ever. Like idiots. Are you?
It's like I feel like
Jake was right. He's like, feed them to the pigs. I'm like,
well, yeah.
Like, everybody knows that.
Everybody.
Yeah.
So this
guy, you're a millionaire, buy a bunch of pigs.
Was technically a serial killer because he murdered more than three or more.
Yep, three people.
Over a span of, what, like a month or whatever, or
it was
more. Like
it was a little over a
and
year.
And for the reasons.
Yeah, it was.
Wait, he murdered the dude in the truck.
Whoa.
Ooh, cool.
Wait, he murdered the dude in the truck, the no. chick. Who's the third one?
His dad.
His dad. That committed
suicide.
We
revealed that?
We assume.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, he got convicted of it.
Yeah, exactly. He got convicted of all three.
Okay. That was a spoiler alert.
Both of them did. They got convicted of all three. They're in life in prison right now, as we speak.
No, yeah, they need to stay in there. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
What the hell? Like, everyone knows. They never watched the movie?
Yeah, it's just that rich. I don't know. Like, I don't want to be like biased against rich people or anything like that.
Yeah,
but it's like,
they got enough money.
I feel like
go.
it's. I'll say it's a young, dumb, spoiled. I'll say that.
If
instead
the rich people get
not,
sad, they could just wipe their tears with $100 bills.
You know,
okay.
But
it's
still,
like,
it's like a kid growing up in that kind of lifestyle. Where it's
also,
like, nobody tells me no.
Well, yeah, they
like,
probably thought they were untouchable. Like, we can't. No, we got a warehouse. They need proof to come in here and search.
Mark Smith should have known better, because like you ain't money. Like
you ain't money.
It's like you're hanging out with money.
You're
not
just
money,
a whack ass rapper.
Yeah, and that's why I was thinking like Dellen was probably trying to set him up with Bozeman being murdered in his truck because there's no reason for Dellen to do that. He doesn't need to
steal anything.
He doesn't need to murder somebody.
Well, that didn't work.
Like, I figured he was doing that to set up Mark.
Uh-huh.
But Mark was an idiot for going along with it anyway.
So did Mark turn on him? Either. Did Mark just rat on him?
Oh, they tried. They tried. Dellen tried to say, oh, yeah, we were doing that. We were just going to goof off and rob him. But then Mark pulled out a gun and shot him. And then Mark was like, no, that didn't happen. Like, I was just, like, in the back. I thought we were doing this. And then he pulled out a gun. Dellen pulled out a gun and shot him. So they were arguing back and forth of who shot him. And the judge basically said, you're both in the cab of the car. You're both responsible, you idiots. Like, you're both getting the same thing now. Like,
do you think the judge facepalmed?
I hope he did. He probably has a freaking permanent mark on his face from the amount of facepalming.
The judge looked like Judge Judy in that one episode where this girl took these two guys to court because she says that they stole my purse, and inside the purse was, like, say, the wallet, cell phone, blah, 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 Bluetooth headset. And then one of the guys says, No, there wasn't a Bluetooth headset in there. So Judge Judy was like, thank you.
Dismissed.
Yeah, like dismissed. Like it was
or it's
so
just like, guilty.
$5,000. Like, no, there wasn't a Bluetooth headset. Like,
oh, fucking idiot.
These guys.
That's no what
happened. What did the other guy do? The other guy just look at him like.
No, he's like, I think he was just standing there and just like.
He probably went like.
No. Like, remember that one thing? With Michael Myers and Kanye West?
No.
Oh, yeah.
George Bush doesn't like black people. And Kanye and Michael Myers was like, donkey. That was his face.
So you said Kanye West and Michael Myers. I was like, from Halloween. Like, I immediately thought, I was like, what? I was like, I want to see that. But then I remembered, like, oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
Oh, shoot. And for our young listeners, yeah, way back in the day, there was this president called George W. Bush.
Yeah.
And on live TV, Kanye West, the crazy rap god we know today.
Rap god? No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No, he's a rapper who thinks he's God, who follows whatever. God.
Yes.
No way. Really?
When he yeah. was good, when he had good music,
yeah.
He was on live TV. What was it for again? It was
Katrina.
It was Katrina.
Because relief
so he,
wasn't coming in fast
yeah.
enough for the people.
And he says, George Bush doesn't care about black people. Just like that.
And Mike,
Myers just
Austin
turns
Powers.
Like...
Yeah, the actor from Austin Powers. What? Sound like, what?
That was not on the cue card.
That was super brave for the time.
Was it brave or was it just Kanye West being a dick?
It was both.
Kanye
that
West...
was just so weird. Like, why would, like, you know, like, I don't know.
He wanted to make a statement just
but
like
how did we get to Kanye West?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, I know how we got to
Kanye West. I don't know how we got to Kanye West. Anyway, so these guys, dumb as hell, the worst criminals, murderers, serial killers ever.
Yeah.
One tried to blame the other one because it was probably some chick. It's just this whole weird. They could definitely make a movie, but it should turn it to be a comedy instead of a drama or a thriller.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because of the dumbass crap.
Well,
it
it's like,
Jesus
it
Christ.
Would still be dramatic because, like, sadly, like, three people lost their lives to the hands of these two morons. Like,
well, yeah.
Like, did they ever, like, get behind why he killed his dad?
Well, it's for an inheritance.
Yeah, probably.
He wanted to keep the party going. You know, I would say. That's what I would assume. Like, if he doesn't give a fuck about other people's lives, like, he'll just kill my dad. I'll get all the money, and I'll be able to run the business.
He's like, Papa, I need $500,000 for a new boat. Or son, like, why do you need a new boat? You have 5 new boats, son. But, Papa, I need more money for a boat, Papa. No, you don't need another boat. Papa, please. Papa, I don't want to kill you, Papa. I'm taking you off my will. Papa, why would you commit suicide, Papa? Papa,
Papa,
get that gun out your eyeball, Papa. No, don't pull the trigger, Papa. I love you, Papa. Boom, kill him.
Which is like, as far as murder suicide setups, like that is like
the whole
worst.
Time. That's what he's saying the whole time, so he won't feel bad. No, my dad killed himself, but it was him just holding the gun.
Yeah. Like,
and after that happened, like, because I told you, like, all like the Laura Babcock and his father happened before. Tim Bosma, the guy I opened with. So, the police investigated Dellen before the final murder. They investigated him about his father's suicide. But they couldn't see past his bullshit. Which is weird.
Yeah, that's like...
Seeing somebody commit suicide by gunshot to their left eyeball.
I mean, I think there was a lot of money thrown around, too, you know?
Maybe.
The cops probably... Like I said, when it's a rich person, the cops are like, I don't want
to. They gave a whole bunch to the office. Like,
this had to be like the easy. Like, this is so easy to get these guys, but I really don't want to piss off their dad. Oh wait, his dad's dead.
the police. She's like, no, it was a suicide. He drives off in his Rolls Royce. It was a suicide, guys. Don't worry about it.
This is like the second worst, like, fake suicide or
Hold on.
Because at my grandfather's place and his community, like, they're like, there's a suicide.
You make it sound like it was the what do you call that thing? A commune.
Commune.
My grandfather's community.
well, and it's like, yeah, and there was this guy committed suicide, or at least that's what the police said. And it was like, he threw the gun to the lake.
Oh my god, the one lake in the neighborhood, right?
Yeah, they said the guy that shot himself threw the gun to the lake.
Brilliant.
Okay.
So,
I love it.
That will always be the dumbest, like, non-suicide homicide I ever heard.
Dude, what happened to this guy? He shot himself. Where's the gun? He threw it in the lake after he shot himself. Oh. Okay, well, that makes sense. Keep going, guys.
Case closed.
Jesus.
So, all right, guys, let's go back to the department.
So this is the second dumbest.
It'll always be the second dumbest. Stupid. I just feel so bad. And I feel bad for
like the three people that are dead.
I feel bad for the ex-boyfriend who had to like painstakingly like badger the cops to look into it, because a year earlier, if they had, they would have had a direct line to Dellen with the phone records.
Yeah.
They would have had a direct line like, oh, that was the last person she was talking to.
Yeah, he's in love with this chick.
Yeah. It's like
She likes the bad boy.
Yep, she likes the bad boy.
This is
a
bad Lifetime movie.
Yeah, man. It's just a tragedy.
Was it a Lifetime movie? It probably was.
It would make a pretty good one, I'd say.
Yeah.
But that's the knowledge I got on that.
Well, we'll talk about dumb deaths or suicide. Okay. I got a list of some of them.
Oh, let's jump in.
I go back really, really far back. Draco of Athens, 620 BC.
Well, shit, that's...
Draco, an Athenian lawmaker, was reportedly smothered to death by gifts of cloaks and hats showered upon him by appreciative citizens at a theater on Aegina.
That's awesome.
Wait, can you imagine CSI BC style?
Obviously, Zeus struck him down. That's why he got stabbed in the face 8 times.
there's another one. Charondas. Charondas? Sound like churro.
Charondas?
Charondas was a Greek lawgiver from Sicily. According to Diodorus Siculus, he issued a law that anyone who brought weapons into the assembly must be put to death. One day, he arrived at the assembly seeking help to defeat some brigands in the countryside, but with a knife still attached to his belt, in order to uphold his own law, he committed suicide.
Oh my god. Those freaking Romans are so dramatic.
Wait, is he the governor of Virginia now?
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
I was about to say that.
Well, it says late 7th to early. That's some Gotham shit, bro. It was a while back, dude. That was
political joke.
Antiquity, Middle Ages.
So
Ragnar Lodbrok.
Greek tragedy.
Ragnar Lodbrok, a semi-legendary Viking leader whose exploits are narrated in the Ragnar's saga.
Oh, Ragnar Lothbrok, yeah.
Yeah, a 13th century Icelandic saga is said to have been captured by, how do you say this? It's like the A but the E combined.
Mm-hmm.
A-E-L-L-A.
Alert?
Ayla. Of Northumbria, who had him executed by throwing him into a pit of snakes.
Yep.
Ow.
That's not a dumb death. That's...
Yeah.
The other one really was happened. The first one was dumb.
Skull. I'm a drink.
Louis the Third of France. Was it the same Louis the Third from the movie Man the Iron Mask? Louis the Third, King of West Francia, died around 18 at Saint Denis whilst mounting his horse to pursue a girl who was running to seek refuge in her father's house. He hit his head on the lintel of a low door and fell, fracturing his skull.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
That's what you get for chasing Punane. That was Middle Ages. Let's look at the 21st century. Burned Brandies. 9th of March, 2001. Burned Brandes of German. A German engineer from Berlin was willingly slaughtered. Was willingly slaughtered so that he could be butchered and eaten by cannibal Armin Mewis.
Maybe?
Brandes had responded to an internet advertisement. I heard about this. He responded to an internet advertisement which Mewis had placed for his purpose in prison. Mewis became a vegetarian. What?
Huh. Okay, that's weird.
That is weird. There's a lot. Morbid. I mean, that's funny, though. Like, yeah, there are some. Remember that show, 1,000 Ways to Die?
Yes. I got one of them right once.
Shit canned.
Because they would tell you the story of like this is what happened to him, and it would include like this chick had really big boobs. Spike TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And
R.I.P.
Spike. And then at the end, after the person died, it would
throw a pun in there.
Yeah, throw a little pun for like how they died. And it's like this one dude. Okay, he was in the hospital with third degree burns all over his body, all bandaged up. But eventually he got better enough to be in a wheelchair, so he was an avid smoker. I think that's what got him into where he was in the first place, is he was an avid smoker, and he wheeled himself outside for a cigarette, and when he lit the cigarette, his bandages all caught on fire, his wheelchair
went down
a damn ramp, flipped him into a fucking trash can, and that's where he kind of like burned to death and died.
Then they shit canned,
and I was like,
shit can was different.
Oh wait, no. This was that must have been something else.
Shit can was like
a
dude like had diarrhea at a wedding or something.
That sounds like shit can.
He shat in a garbage can and he got stuck and he rolled over and he got hit by a semi truck.
He got hit by a
what
truck.
What the hell?
Yeah,
that sounds and shit can.
That was shit can.
I was remembering something. I can't remember. I wonder what that one was called. I don't know.
But I just remember
like butthead.
I remember A Thousand Ways to Die.
Yeah. Like a butthead, probably.
I remember A Thousand Ways to Die. We always used to joke, like, man, Jake's going to die some funny way and end up on that show.
I love that show so much. Because it would always involve, like, because even, like, the one I was thinking about with the hospital and stuff, I swear to God, it had, like, a giant titted nurse, like, wheeling him out or something. Because it was always just like, this hot babe was around.
Spike
like,
TV, yeah.
They always did this. I loved Spike TV. It was so fucking funny.
Wait, Spike TV was still around?
No, it's actually now Paramount TV.
Oh wow!
Really?
Yeah. It
because it was like the main channel, like the.
You couldn't get away with Spike
today. You're not allowed to be
because being a man A is wrong.
And
B, it was politically incorrect. I don't think you could do.
There was a lot.
The
of
Japanese
stuff.
Show they did
MXC.
Bunzai. Yeah, I don't think you could do that.
I remember MXC and Bunzai, where you can kind of gamble. The show, I loved Bonzai.
That was such a good show.
My brother watched Bonzai like all the fucking
time. Because it would from TNN to Spike.
Mr. Shakehand Man. See how long you can shake a celebrity's hand before they like
pull their hand back.
All
right, muchachos. Well, that was an interesting. I mean, they were stupid.
God, it was
dumb as
so
hell. Dumb as hell.
Like little rapper, dumb and... little ICP rapper fucker. Like,
wait, was he in
the,
the way
he acted would definitely suggest so.
Yeah,
because he wanted to be a little gangster rapper. Oh, he helps like dispose.
You guys
of
had
a fucking
you, you guys had a few of those in Chancellor.
Oh yeah,
a few.
You're damn right.
A few.
Now I we had go, like the I'm whole. I'm gonna go on record and say like I've listened to ICP. I've heard a few
no,
songs.
No, yeah, yeah.
I'm okay with some of it, but some of these people just like they take it way too seriously, way too far.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. To each his own.
Well,
whatever.
The spookiest thing about this episode was just the stupidity.
Yeah.
Like the stupidity
yeah.
behind that whole
making a rap. About it on the iPad of a dead person about how you killed them. Or...
Obviously, the priority wasn't getting away with it.
Yeah, that wasn't a priority.
It wasn't
they were
at
just
all.
Like, let's do it, and we're rich, whatever.
Yeah, that's
except
like...
for Mark, that stupid idiot. Like he was.
Well,
he
see, he wasn't rich. He wasn't rich, though, was he?
No, not
no,
at all. He
was
middle class. He just hung out with rich.
He was just like tag along.
He's a yeah. He's just a little tag along. Like he got played hard, and like. I don't know what to say about him. Poor bastard. Stupid idiot.
Man, yep.
Burn in hell, whatever.
Doesn't pay to be stupid, kids.
Yeah.
Unless your family's rich.
If you're gonna rap, be a Tupac.
Yeah, be a Tupac.
Or be an Eminem.
All right, muchachos. Well, that was all for this episode. It was awesome. It was great. We have to come back again with more next week.
Yeah, we got
something.
A couple.
We got one more next week. Serial killer, right? But then we're going to change it up.
Yeah, we're going to do another serial killer
yeah.
next week, which you'll find out when we... release it, and then we're gonna get back to some cryptids or
conspiracy theories
or
something.
Stuff.
Yeah, maybe throwing some Asian ghosts in there.
Yeah.
Some
oh,
Ring or The Grudge.
Yep.
Type stuff.
If you're listening to this on Anchor, now we're on Apple Podcasts.
Oh yeah,
as well.
That's right. Yeah.
Jump on over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can
yeah,
find
man.
Us.
Like,
like, us
like subscribe, share on Instagram,
check
podcast,
our...
review us.
Check out our Facebook page and check out our Instagram page at Spooky Things at Each.
Yeah, we're going to get some pictures up in there.
Yeah, we're going to have pictures and videos soon. We're going to start doing some ghosty hunty stuff.
Yes.
Be a lot
once it gets a lot warmer,
yeah.
We're definitely going to be out.
Thankfully, we got 100 subscribers now.
Doing the ghosts.
We got 100 followers on Instagram and... we're just winning all week, so it really
yeah.
felt like...
Yeah, we got tiger blood,
this,
man.
Yeah, this week
tiger
I was just like,
blood.
Yeah, I'm doing
we got,
this.
What do you call it?
Damn, we brought back tiger blood?
Yeah, what was his name again?
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen. Yeah, we got tiger blood,
yeah,
guys.
God. Like 100 years ago.
All right, muchachos. Well, I'm Gus.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jake.
And we are out, muchachos.
Boo.